Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Creative Work Hour podcast. Today is June the 29th, 2025, and it's Happy Birthday Creative Work Hour. In the room today, we have myself, Greg, we have Alessandra, we have Michael J, we have Devon, Melanie, Brizwiz, Gretchen, Shadows, and Bobby B. Happy Birthday Creative Work Hour. First of all, I should probably say, Happy Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Creative Work Hour. Happy birthday to you. Copyright Ricky Bobby Inc. No, just kidding. Alessandra, happy birthday, Creative Work Hour.
Thank you. Yeah, so we're doing it today, celebrating the birthday, because we always record our podcast episodes at the weekend during Creative Work Hour. We kick off the session. Our formula is we have a few minutes before the session starts just to kind of have our coffees, sit down, have a laugh. And then at the top of the hour, we start the session. We all check in by taking turns of what do we plan to do with that hour now that we're here together in our own co-vibing, co-working space online. And then we all kind of go into that heads down, whatever that identified or ideally identified work is. But how this whole thing came about was we met each other either in courses that we were taking, or we met each other in communities that we were involved in, often, most all of us, during the pandemic, but probably about 20% of us after that. So we met in places like Twitter or middle school. I met Devon in middle school. Yeah, but when we decided to do this, I had no skills. I could barely like get into a Zoom room without, you know, technical cursing. And we were on the road even then. Like this group of Creative Work Hour was literally born on the road. We were on and that has really never stopped. We were on the road from San Francisco when we were looking at moving to wait out COVID in Spokane, Washington. So we had just gotten to Spokane, Washington. We checked into the Melrose Hotel. And from the lobby of that hotel, I hooked everything together. And I wouldn't let Devon even listen to me speak. Like he was not invited, even though he was with me. He had to stay in the room. And I was in the lobby, you know, shaking like a leaf. And people came for the first time. That was the first session on July 1st of 2021. And now here we are. We started out as two sessions a week. We let people know that we were around by posting in the circle community of Building a Second Brain. And we'd say, hey, there's this crazy little group that we're doing, you know, and if you want to try us and come meet us, we're going to hang out for an hour and work together. It didn't really have a format other than what are you doing? Okay, go do it. And then we'd come back at the end of the hour and go, what did you do? And then bye. That was it. That was it. That was how it was built. But Greg and Bridge and I were talking before we went to recording today. And it was like, well, what is Creative Work Hour? And I'm not gonna take up anybody else's space with how I describe it, but I am gonna give you an analogy if I can. And that analogy is if Creative Work Hour, if it were a vehicle, what kind of vehicle would it be? It's not really a car, though there's a lot of comfort in car and you hope that it has good gas mileage or that it's an EV and that it has really good air conditioning. And it's not really a pickup, which is highly functional, but it's not the same thing, right? It's really a crossover, but it's a luxury crossover. So it's built on the chassis of, you know, like a crossover is typically built on a pickup chassis. It's built on the chassis of the love of productivity and expressing things and how do we express things and our common interest in that. But that would be one hell of a bumpy ride if that's all it was. We want a soft, cushy ride. We want a ride that loves us back. We want a ride that helps us navigate. We want a ride with all the automatic things so that all we have to do is get in the car and drive. That's the vehicle description of how I hope that Creative Work Hour works. But Greg, let me hand it back to you. What do you think of that analogy of a vehicle?
I like that analogy a lot. It's almost like it's built on the budget of a Mini, but with the refinement of a Rolls-Royce or a Cadillac. But it's definitely not a Tesla. I know it's not a Tesla, right? So, but talking about analogies and describing it, that's a good question, isn't it? Like how would we describe this to a friend? Michael, how would you, if you were going to describe Creative Workhour to a friend, how would you describe Creative Workhour to someone?
I'll come back to what my analogy might be, but for the moment, how I would describe it to a friend is a bunch of zany, wacky, fun, kind, loving souls who come together out of a love for each other, support for each other, and just a commitment to show up no matter what's happening in their life. And they show up every single day, which blows my mind every time I think about it. I kind of come in and out, but the spirit is always, see you when we see you, and we'll be here for you whenever we need you. Well, you need us, or so we just a bunch of zany, wacky people who show up to do whatever they're up to in that hour and support each other. And I see it somehow when you talked about vehicles, I thought of a school bus, but I thought of one of those like hippie vans on the West Coast. My godfather used to take these like green tortoise, I think it was. You go on these trips down into the desert, and it shows up on time. And from the outside, it looks a bit sort of like, hey, like what am I getting myself into? But once you're in there, you know, there's your butler comes with your cocktail, and he's got your Tito's and your blue cheese martini, and like whatever you need is just there for you. And you just sit down in your comfy chair and go on your ride together.
Thanks, Michael. Devin, how would you describe Creative Workhour to somebody?
I would say we're more like a mid-sized sedan, you know, because we're all in one accord. And that's what keeps me coming back. I genuinely love this group. I think, if I'm being honest, a lot of it's morbid curiosity because you never know what is going to happen, what's happening with people, what you're going to see, what you're going to learn. I have learned so much from this group. It's just amazing. And I love it that I can just show up and probably walk away with more knowledge than that. Than what I arrived with. But day to day, Creative Workhour gives me a lot of creative structure, or it is my creative structure. I have all the squirrels in my head, I know we all do, and I park them there because I'll say, oh, I should do this. I need to go write that. I need to go read that. I'm like, I can do that at Creative Workhour. Park it there. Okay, brain, when we get to Creative Workhour, we will let that squirrel out, and that's when we will address that squirrel. And that's just so helpful in just managing my brain during the day. And that's one of the greatest things about Creative Work Hour is, as you said, as Michael said, it's always there. And so you can depend on it as a part of your daily structure.
Thanks, Devin. It provides a good alibi as well.
Yes, critical for most of us.
Melanie, if you had to describe Creative Workhour to a friend, how would you describe it?
Oh my God, everybody who went before me, I agree with all of them. When I've described it, I say a bunch of people from all over the world who are meeting up. It's sort of Alessandra's capacity to remarkably and sensitively and with a great awareness of other people's concerns kind of is the undercurrent or the full current. But then there's everybody else popping in and out, and it's kind of wonderful. It's sort of like when you're in school and you have friends in school. That's what I was just thinking when you guys were talking. It's not like going to school. It's sort of like going to the cafeteria when you're in school or something like that. I don't know. I really like it.
Thanks, Dr. Melanie. Shadows, how would you describe Creative Workhour to a friend?
I've heard Alexander call it the best group of people, the people that are best friends but don't talk to each other. That's only partially true, but the difference is that we could say one word or we could say 1,000 words, and it's our choice. And that always helps. And personally, I prefer a mid-sized pickup, so that's the vehicle it's going to have to be.
Thanks, Shadows. Briz, how about you? How would you describe Creative Workhour to a friend?
It's a little bit more difficult for me to explain it because I'm not regular at it. But at the same time, I sympathize a lot. I connect a lot with Michael's input that of it being there for us. It's like an oasis. We know it's there. So even wherever you're in the desert, when you need that little bit of creative juice, when you need that bit of support, you know, there's a set of group of people and a place to go to. So that's one thing for sure. But if I really put it together, as I was discussing earlier, for me, like we have all heard of co-working space. For me, it has been a co-vibing space. I think it's a place of people who immediately vibe with each other. And I think that vibe is the backbone of this community that I find, which makes me feel like I know all of you just by the interactions I have here, despite me not having almost any details of your lives. But I still feel like I understand you. And more importantly, or selfishly, you understand me. So for me, that is a place like that for me. And from a perspective of a vehicle, for me, it's like a spaceship. It can disconnects you from the earth. It's your world out there. We are in weightlessness. We can do what we want to. No one is judging us. They are mildly curious. Sometimes they may join with you in the fun. So for me, creative worker is more like a spaceship.
It's a great analogy. Thanks, Briz. Gretchen, how would you describe creative work hour to a friend?
Well, first off, I must say, I love the fact that Michael's vehicle, it's an essential to have a blue cheese martini in it. Seriously? Okay, I'm going to have to put the ingredients for that in my 25-year-old hippie camper van that I have, that I dig. To describe this, gosh, it's like, you know, there's some things in terms of your life you have for security. And in some ways, you know, I have my grandmother's rocker that's kind of that. This is like a worldwide grandma's rocker for me of people who are all over that I know it's going to be there. And I may have things that, like Devin said, that need to be done that I can put into that time and I'll get it done. Or I can just come and decide to do whatever I need to do. And there's no judgment around it. And there's no, I don't have to have, like my new motto is, I no longer serve the should. And that's what this group does for me completely. It brought me to that, coming to this, thinking about stuff like that. And I finally said, gosh, I can just be there just because, not because I should, and I don't have to do it because I need to do this or that. It's just there for me to support others. It's like a support group that you don't have to tell the dirty secrets in. And you can just say, okay, oh, well, let him go and just be. It's fun. It's laughter. It's just a good time. And like I said, it's got to be, you know, my camper van. That's a Volkswagen camper van that I bought last year that's 30 years old. What the who? Let's go. And everybody, I open that door and people go, oh, my God, this is the coolest. And I'm like, that's what this is. That's what's creative. It's, you open the door to this and you go, oh, my God, this is the coolest.
Thanks, Gretchen. That's awesome. Bobby, if you had to describe creative work hour to a friend, or how do you describe creative work hour to a friend?
Well, it's indescribably delicious. But when I envision creative work hour, I actually see it as a gelatinous walled plasma ball. And a plasma ball, you know, the good old toy, has a core and there's all this electricity arcing out to the outer walls and then flowing all around. And we can walk in and walk out like you see in some sci-fi movies where people walk through this soft wall and suddenly they're in another space. And what I love about it is it's okay to just walk in and sit there or take a peek and leave. Or you can feed the energy and you can feed your own energy. It's whatever and wherever you want to take it that day. But the amazing group of creative and welcoming people here is what makes you know that you're going to walk in there and there's not going to be any pushback from anywhere. You're just welcome in, even if it's just to get that drop of energy that you need to start the day with and slide right out again.
Thanks, Bobby. That's awesome. So if you had to boil it down to one word, what does creative work hour mean to you? And if you had to distill that into one word, what would that be, Melanie?
Collaborators,
You care to elaborate?
Not allowed. It was only one bloody word.
I know, but you walked into that. You said elaborated.
No, I said collaborated.
Oh, I thought you said elaborator. Oh,
bloody hell, I'm really in trouble. I'm just not enunciating.
Oh my
collaborators.
God. Collaborators. Oh my goodness. Michael J.
Support. Love. Oh shit, that was two words.
Michael collaborating. Devon.
Safe.
Shadows.
I'm going to say presence, but it really should be coupled with mutual.
Briz.
Belonging.
Gretchen.
I think comfort.
Love that. Bobby.
Life force.
Ah. So I'll come back to me, and how would I describe creative work hour to somebody? Oh my gosh. You know, it's for me, creative work hour is family. It's like a family. It's a group of people who are somebodies and nobodies and wannabes and has-beens who all rub shoulders together in the trenches, safe, secure. It's like that comfortable pair of shoes that you always want to put on, that pillow that you want to take everywhere with you, the teddy bear that you drag along. And how would I describe it? Family, I would describe it. Alessandra, that's a happy birthday, creative work hour. What do we think?
Happy birthday to us.
Us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday.
And your satisfaction or your money back.
He forgot to say it's free. Happy birthday to us.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what I love about that. And I didn't know you were going to craft that question quite so elegantly, Greg, though I'm not surprised, because we've done this together 57 times, these podcast episodes. But to boil it down to one, pick one word to describe what I was doing, what are the colors in the imagery express who we are as the crew of Creative Work Hour. I did a lot of design work and design thinking work. And part of that is to, what is the brand identity? And I don't mean like in a corporate way. I mean like, okay, our first identification with corporate branding is not like as a consumer, it's as a teenager. As teenagers, we were branding. It's like, what kind of a person am I? What is my aesthetic? What music do I listen to? What do I want to drive? With whom do I want to hang, right? That kind of branding identity exercise is what I spent like a four-day weekend working on from Spokane, Washington. Devin was like, oh my God, all these papers. But I was looking for those key words. And I have my Kleenex handy, but out of every single keyword, the only one that is not in our brand identity design paperwork for Creative Work Hour is one I just simply didn't think of. And that was the one that Bobby B brought to us. So the new addition to our brand identity is life force. So let me give you, I'll change the order around so that they match the hierarchy of the brand identity word list for Creative Work Hour. Belonging, safety, support, collaboration, love, being present, and a non-dysfunctional family. And the cherry on top is life force. As a founder, I couldn't be made more happy that how it's lived out over some 3,000 sessions in these 4 years' time is the list that I breathed and prayed would be who we are. So thank you guys so much. If one of you will just hand me a fresh tissue, that would be lovely, across whatever time zone we are. Speaking of time, Greg, what time is it?
It's that time again, but first of all, Alessandra, thank you for giving me a reason to get out of bed. But it's that time again. You've wasted some perfectly good time listening to Creative Work Hour podcast when you could have been doing something else. But what about you? What does Creative Work Hour mean to you? Let us know. Visit us online at creativeworkhour.com. And if you have a question or subject that you'd like to hear the crew discuss, let us know that as well. Come back next week and we'll be here again.